Right, good evening, folks. Welcome to the Second City with Joe Donoghue and myself, Baron Cross of Leeds Live. And if you're still awake, it's probably because the adrenaline is still pumping after a quite thrilling match, another thrilling match at Villa Park. I think last season we had the 3-0 win, which was thrilling for our own reasons, if less so for Villa. And then, of course, in the Championship, that very, very famous 3-2 win with Kamar Roof right in front of the away fans. Llorente had the honours of that tonight, scoring at that end and then celebrating immediately with just a massive limbs, wasn't it? I mean, the scenes were incredible in the away end. And ultimately, after all the fun and games, it ended Aston Villa 3, Leeds United 3. A masterclass from Philip Coutinho, if we're giving him his absolute due. Ran out of legs a little bit in the second half, I think. Gerrard himself admitting that Coutinho still has got some way to go physically. But in that first half, when he got ticking, he was almost unplayable. And Leeds really tried their best and ultimately couldn't shackle him. We had a red card as well, just for good measure right towards the end, just to make the final 8 minutes of stoppage time a little bit more entertaining. And thankfully some positive performances to write about, especially from Daniel James and Rodrigo, two players who have come under a lot of fire throughout their Leeds United careers. For Rodrigo, we're talking well over 12 months now, and for James in the last few weeks, that the pressure has really, really mounted on him in that number nine role as frustrations have grown with Leeds' profligacy in front of goal. But tonight, thankfully, turned up and really came good, and as a lot of players do, repaid Bielsa's faith. So we're still sort of in the aftermath of it, Joe, and he's getting the road fairly shortly, but a 3-3 there is one of those where the manner of it is sort of what really counts, and it feels like a win. And there's a few times I've almost written a win, or I've sort of reflected that in our copy. It feels like a Leeds win, really, doesn't it? But it is just a point.
Yeah, it's the manner of the draw, isn't it? Because you go 3-1 down towards the end of the first half, as Leeds did, and you start to worry. You start to think, okay, how many is this going to be? Is this going to be one of those days where the game just entirely gets away from them? But no, I think fought back really well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you asked Bielsa in the press conference, how important the timing was on that Daniel James second goal right on the stroke of half time, and then the second half took on a bit of a different complexion. Villa, I felt, sat a little bit deeper and invited a little bit of Leeds pressure, but Leeds weren't sort of throwing the kitchen sink at it, to speak. Llorente's goal, I think that's my favourite of the lot, because of...
Really?
Because of... Just, it was scrappy, but because it was identical to obviously Pascal Struyck heading it down.
Struyck had consecutive corners, hadn't he, Struyck?
Consecutive
where Struyck
corners,
was just battering him in the air.
Struyck won two towering headers, and then the second one was cleared only as far as Llorente, and then he sticks it in, and I think right in front of the away fans. I mean, it was just a swarm towards him. The stewards just trying to hold it back. There's a great picture which I shared on the live Leeds United Twitter account of Llorente doing a fantastic knee slide, and sort of in the background you've got just a mass of limbs just all over the place, and you think that's what football's about sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, on the whole, I think the manner of it, if it had been Leeds who were conceding last, it would have felt
if
like
Leeds had gone 3-1 up and drawn 3-3.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think that was reflected in Steven Gerrard's press conference, wasn't it? There's a bit of a reflection of how entertaining...
He was happy, wasn't he?
Yeah, a bit of a reflection of how entertaining the game was, but, especially going down to 10 men, happy to come away with a point.
Yeah, relieved, I think. Like Joe says, 3-1, it really felt like it was going to be one of those nights. I think you get the goal. I think initially Villa started the game the better and were on top for that first sort of 5 to 8 minutes, and then the Daniel James goal does come against the run of play, but again, it's through industrious work by Rodrigo, who hassled and harried Mings and then immediately fed James, and James then shows an instinctive striker's finish from inside the box, exactly what we've been missing from him. And from then on, I mean, Leeds were right in the game, and at 1-0 it felt like they could maybe go and get a second goal and really make it quite a special evening. But as I say, Coutinho did eventually get going. He got those legs moving, found a bit of space here and there, and he was toying with the likes of Ayling and Llorente when he found space and began pulling the strings. And at 1-1, you think, okay, still a square game. Even at 2-1, you think, okay, Leeds are still in the game, but they can't afford to let that happen again. And then Jacob Ramsey almost scores an identical goal with his second completely unmatched run. I mean, at least in the first instance, Click was trying, but in the second instance, Ramsey was just clear, and Melier and Struyck didn't really have much of a chance, really. And at 3-1, with 8 minutes to go until half-time, or even less perhaps. I think it was it 8 minutes to go after the second Villa goal?
I couldn't tell you off the top of my head. It did feel a short period of time between the second goal and the...
We're in the press box with journalists. We're doing a live Facebook video. We're doing a live Facebook video. Okay. Sorry about that, folks. Security just quite rightly checking why there's two random blokes in the stands at 11 o'clock at night. I lost my train of thought completely.
It was something like 8 minutes before half-time.
Whatever it was, it felt quite frantic. And at 3-1, it felt like Leeds were almost dead and buried. It felt like they were sinking without a trace. The goals were coming that thick and fast. If three goals without reply, Villa scored at that stage. And you really were quite worrying, to be honest, thinking, OK, this is going to be one of those damage limitation evenings where you're thinking, OK, can they get away with 4-1? Can they make it 3-2 before the 90 minutes is out and watch Steven Gerrard run off down the... down the sidelines smiling and celebrating, but thankfully Dan James somehow beats 6'5" Tyrone Mink from underneath his armpit. He had absolutely no right to score that goal, and Villa switched off really. They were 3-1 up, and I think they were guilty of being a bit overconfident, and it was a lead set piece initially, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It came from nothing, and Click and Rodriguez fashioned something from nothing.
Yeah.
And James basically heads it in from a yard.
I mean, I've got a theory about that. I think Daniel James is able to win a header between Tyrone Mings and Emi Buendia because he is so small, because Buendia and Mings have gone for the same ball.
Yeah.
They've cannoned off each other and the ball has fallen
and
between.
He's on like the third bite of the
exactly,
jury.
Exactly, yeah. And he's been the one in the middle and he's been able to just force it in with the slightest of touches. But
massive,
I mean,
goal, wasn't it?
Again, it was good work by Click and Rodrigo in the build-up, just to be tying those passes together inside the penalty area. It's exactly what they did for the first goal for James as well. They hassled some sloppy defending, I think, from Villa, complacent, and Rodrigo was able to find from James inside the area. It's a nice finish.
I thought they dovetailed so well tonight, Click and Rodrigo.
Yeah.
I mean, we did our chosen 11s yesterday, and I got a bit of heat for putting Click and Rodrigo in the middle. A lot of people saying that that midfield would go missing and it wouldn't work. And to be fair, as soon as people said it, I did think, I have been a little bit too loose with the middle of the park there. But it worked tonight. I mean, Villa had their moments, as we see. Jacob Ramsey did have a lot of space, especially in the first half. But generally, across the 90 minutes, those two worked together so well.
Yeah.
And Click did just about do enough to kind of assert some control over the middle of the pitch.
Yeah.
And in an attacking sense, they were both brilliant.
Yeah, I think they were much better going forwards than they were coming back the way.
Yeah.
I think, we know Jacob Ramsey's kind of one of these breakout players in the Premier League this season, but tonight him and Coutinho dovetailed very well as well. I mean, I know people haven't come to the Leeds United live page to hear that, but I mean, it was.
Say what we see.
It was one of those games where you recognised a £142 million player on the pitch in front of you.
Can't believe that. That's just crazy when you think about that.
And yeah, he was very good. But it's credit to Leeds, and credit to Leeds on a night where Rafinha wasn't on hot form, that they were able to come back, they were able to rally. There were lots of redeemable performances from the lads there. And you've got to think, looking ahead to the weekend, Everton losing 3-1 to Newcastle last night. Again, Newcastle looking on the up, but they're still no great shakes.
No.
And if Everton have used up their bounce on that Brentford FA Cup win, then if Leeds bring that intensity to Goodison Park, I think you have to be putting them at least in the shout with being sort of favourites for that one. But let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
A point tonight.
As we've said, Llorente was the only goal of the second half, a much more guarded second half. As Joe says quite rightly, Villa were much more diligent with their defending. There was a lot less space for Leeds, and right from the restart, Leeds were dominating possession and camped on the edge of the Villa box. But they had two banks of four or five there, soaking up pressure, and they didn't really allow a lot of space in that second half for Leeds to get in behind. And apart from those set pieces where Llorente did smash home, there was one moment I remember again where Rodrigo was alert and picked up a loose ball which Villa weren't expecting and fed Click, which I loved. I was thinking, right, he's going to hit it here. But he played this beautiful reverse passage to Click. That composure, that moment where you think that's why you're an international footballer, and Click shot straight at Martinez, unfortunately. Ultimately you come away 3-3. The red card doesn't make me feel as though Leeds should have gone and won the game. The red card was quite late and Leeds were out on their feet by then. I mean, Ayling had cramp, Click had cramp before he went off. Forshaw came on quite late, and normally a late sub would suggest how happy Bielsa is with the team that's out on the field. I mean, let's talk about Rafinha before we finish, because that is one of the other talking points. And I think, if anything, it's what's the word? Praise for. It says a lot about what the rest of the team did, that they scored three goals away from home in an entertaining 3-3 draw, and their best player was pretty anonymous, to be honest. I mean, I gave him a 5. I mean, he try as he might. I mean, even at the end there was one moment where he burst in behind down the right channel, and you're thinking, all right, okay, get to the byline, get it in, and he kicked it out of play. Another moment where he tried to do a pirouette on the edge of his own box and gave it to Luca Digne, which gifted them a chance, and you're kind of thinking, it's just... Obviously, through no fault of his own, and he's got a lot of credit in the bank, and we're talking from very, very high standards, that he didn't just have one of his games, did he? And thankfully, they still go and score three goals, and Rodrigo and James sort of step into the void, as it were.
Yeah, an off night, I think, is the best way you can put it, because you know it was an off night. Things just didn't fall for him. They didn't.
He's only human, after all.
You know, that he I looked at sort of the number of touches he had at the first half. He had 40 touches during the first half,
really?
Which I was like, how is that possible? I feel like I've seen him on the ball 3 or 4 times. But yeah, I mean, it would have been a lot worse if he had an off night and Leeds had lost. But
massively, yeah.
You know, a good point away from home, not an easy place to come, where there's lots of goals. I think Villa have scored 20 times at home this season now. So
Harrison was quite on the periphery as well. I don't know if that said more about the actual shape of the game, and that it did just come down that middle channel. It was very much like a 3v3 in the middle with Robin Koch also being involved, and it was just a slugfest really with the centre-backs doing what they could.
The
wide players didn't really get involved. And do they actually deserve a bit of credit, the Leeds wingers? I mean, I reflected on this with Harrison, like I say, was a little bit on the periphery, but he actually deserves a lot of credit for... He kept Matty Cash absolutely silent and very, very attentive to Matty Cash. And I think it can be... hazard of the job, I suppose, playing as a winger, is that in that you can sometimes not get credit for jobs like that, and that it was quite important you kept, because a lot of Villa's traffic was via Luca Digne, really, which again was sort of proof to how much Rafinha doesn't like defending.
Yeah, I mean, I'd say Harrison tonight, I thought technically he was very good. There was one occasion where he received a diagonal ball and he took it immediately on the touch and beat his man with his first touch, and I thought, that's great. And then
that's Harrison at his best.
With the second touch, he ran into trouble, and I thought,
that's Harrison at his worst.
And I thought, that's just what you want to see, and then, you know, something which squanders the opportunity. But I thought the endeavour was there, the intelligence was there. Especially the work rate, because tonight they will have covered some serious yards.
Yeah, they were out on their feet
tonight.
It was tonight.
End to end. Honestly, I felt tired just live blogging.
Yeah, it was a thrilling game and very tiring. I heard the BBC Leeds lads mention that it was a good point that Everton obviously played last night, so they will have an extra day's rest compared to Leeds. So we'll see what happens. We know Leeds have got good engines, but they have got options like Forshaw that can come into the side now.
Gelhardt's fresh, coming off the bench, you'd imagine, at the weekend.
Very much so. We'll wrap up with the league table. So Leeds are now level on points with Brentford, one place above them, but have 2 games in hand. So Brentford, who are a side who are considered to have had a brilliant season, there's been no talk of relegation for Brentford. Well, Leeds are now level on points with them, as I say, with 2 games in hand. Leeds just 2 points behind 13th place Crystal Palace, with a game in hand on Patrick Vieira's side. So the league table is looking a little better tonight. I'd say that Leeds only picked up a point tonight. Norwich matched them. Norwich got a point, but Norwich, I think, have played a game more than Leeds,
I believe. Norwich have played a game more, yeah.
And of course, Everton is the big story at the moment. They're dropping like a stone. They're now 4 points behind Leeds with a game in hand.
But
we are looking upwards. I mean, Leeds are only 3 points behind Leicester, but they have played 2 games more than the Foxes, so you'd think that Leicester should recover some points despite their poor form.
I mean, if you want to put it like this, Villa are 11th on 27 points, Leeds are 15th on 23, and then Everton are 16th, so one place below, and they're 4 points behind Leeds. So the same difference between Leeds and Villa to Everton and Leeds, which is one place. So
Leeds are closer to Southampton in 10th, closer to Southampton in 10th than they are Norwich in 18th, which is probably the nicest bottom line to leave it on. Joe, thank you for your company on this short video. Thank you for joining, folks. I know it's quite late at night and most of you are going to hit the sack. Think about us on the roads and trying to dodge these diversions, which is going to be fun. Saturday we're on the road again, Goodison Park. We all know the narrative there. It's going to get washed out completely in the next couple of days before that one. But as I say, join us both there for another post-match video, where hopefully we're reflecting on the Leeds win that time. But for now, good evening, and we'll see you then.